Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kinney. We're talking about overcoming opposition this month on our show. And if you're a Christian, then one of the unique oppositions that we face is the call to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a world that is becoming increasingly unreligious. But with all of the turmoil and difficulties going on in the world today, we know that the peace and comfort of Christ is exactly what people need. So we drum up our courage and we share it with those who are searching for the truth. Well, Kaylin was on a vacation with her young family in Southern California a few weeks ago, and she had an opportunity to talk about her beliefs with a woman that she had met on the beach. Here she is, in her own words, sharing this experience.
You were on vacation with your family in Southern California, mm-hmm. and you're on the beach, and you're just playing around, and your daughter starts noticing a dog. And what happened after that?
So my daughter's so obsessed with dogs, and so when she saw this dog, she just wanted to pet it so bad, but it was just interested in the ocean and the environment, and so it kept going back and forth, and finally the owner came over and, you know, just grabbed the dog and was like, "Do you want to pet it?" and got down on her level, and my husband went over, and I was just kind of sitting to the side because I was just big, pregnant, and tired, and I was like, I don't want to go socialize right now, and I kept getting this feeling like I needed to go up and talk to them, but I'm just like, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. And I just went over there and just started talking, making conversation with this lady and the dog and her husband.
And then how did the topic of your faith come up?
You know, it was so funny because it just came up so naturally because she asked me the question if I was Mormon. And I just said, yeah, I am Mormon. And she said, I can just tell because she's like, I used to be Mormon. And she's like, Mormons seem to have this special light around them of happiness. And she said, I've been watching you guys from the beach this whole time. And I just knew that you guys were Mormon. Mm-hmm. So it eased into the conversation,
pretty seamlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
were you apprehensive at all about talking to her about faith or religion, or how did that kind of evolve to the point where you were sharing your testimony with her?
Well, almost 3 years ago, I was living in Malaysia overseas, and before I went over there, I kind of made it a goal to study, preach my gospel, and kind of work hard with that, and so I could have more opportunities. Mm-hmm. But after leaving Malaysia, I kind of gave up thinking, oh, like, I'm not in a foreign country anymore, and there's not that many opportunities to teach or serve, you know, like, in the way that I did there. And I kind of, like, got depressed when I got home. Mm-hmm. And then I got postpartum after my daughter. And it was really hard, and I was just trying to find something more fulfilling to do that. And it took me a while because I had another experience where I felt kind of burned by trying to share my faith, and I kind of like was hesitant to do it for a long time. But recently, before that trip, my brother, who was serving a mission in Argentina, had reached out to me and said, I think you need to get back on the ball with missionary work and pray for opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I started to pray for an opportunity, and then this happened, and I just knew that, like, Heavenly Father was giving me this opportunity to share my testimony and help somebody, that I needed to take it. Mm-hmm. Or else I wouldn't be given opportunities like this again.
Right.
So as heartbreaking as it was to put my heart out there again, I knew Marlene was put into my life for a reason. So.
And then what happened after that? You met on the beach, and then you got her information
and
left, and then some other things transpired.
Yeah, so we started talking about, so I wanted just to learn more about her. So she was talking about it, and, you know, every time we would go off on something, we'd kind of bring it back to the church. And so I asked her story of, you know, of how she got involved in the church and when she was baptized. And because I wanted to help her remember, mm-hmm. and I wanted to understand what had happened. And she said she had told me that when she was 18 years old, she had joined the church. And her mother was atheist, and so she was completely against it, but she just knew it was right, and she was looking for something different in her life, and mm-hmm. hope and light, and the church gave her that. But also, she was dealing with severe stress and anxiety and getting ulcers before. And when she was meeting with the missionaries, they told her that Christ could help heal her if she had enough faith to do that and, you know, to put it on the line. And she said once she got baptized, those completely went away. Mm. And she hasn't had them ever since she was baptized. Mm. And she said that was part of her conversion, that she knew that, like, Heavenly Father would always be there for her.
Right.
If she was, you know, willing to sacrifice. And so she ended up falling away because she moved in with somebody, and then they had a child. And after that, she just felt ashamed to kind of go back to church. And she said then she just kind of, you know, went a different way. And she said she always missed that light and that happiness, but she didn't know, she had lost her Book of Mormon and she didn't know how to get a hold of it again. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? I'm like, I can get you a Book of Mormon. I'm like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
I am. It's very easy. And she said, that would be so great. And I'm like, but I'm like, you don't have to wait to read the scriptures. You know, you don't have to wait till you have the physical copy. You can actually download the LDS app and read them on there and start reading the Book of Mormon. Mm-hmm. And she was amazed by this because she said the church is so different, you know, mm-hmm. from when I was in it before. And so I told her about the app and I told her how to download it. She's like, I'll go home and I'll do it tonight. And then she said, but I really want that physical copy. And I said, I will get you that physical copy. So that's where we exchanged information and kind of left it on the beach that mm-hmm. night. So,
and then you were able to keep in contact with her and send the missionaries to her with a copy of the Book of Mormon. Was that right?
Yeah. So, it was kind of funny because again, I feel like my faith was tested, after I had talked to her on the beach and I was sitting down and I was, you know, I sent her a text message right away, just to follow up with her and said, again, here's the app, how you download it. And then she had also told me that there was one scripture in Alma that had converted her. Mm-hmm. And so me and my husband kind of sat down and put our heads together and like, maybe it might be this scripture, or maybe it might be this one. And so we sent her the link to this scripture. And, you know, my husband's like my best companion. He's all, you know, he's there rooting me on, trying to help me, you know, him working at the MTC after we got married and stuff. He has a very big passion for missionary work as mm-hmm. well. So yeah, he was cheering me on and helping me to know what to say and kind of waiting. And I was kind of sad because I didn't get a text message from her all day. And then I waited all day the next day and I was kind of getting discouraged. I said, I know this feels almost too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Like she was the one who wanted it. I don't like, it was kind of an unreal experience because she was so ready to have, you know, to receive it. But, so I was a little bit hesitant to put my whole heart out there because I thought, well, what if history repeats itself and you never know what they're going to think, or maybe she got scared. But I mean, that's 2 days after and my husband says, just be patient. Like you just need to be patient with her and she'll get back to you. And she did. She texted me back later that night and I remember jumping up. I was like so excited because I was just so happy to share what I love so much in life. Mm-hmm. And, so she texted me back and she said, that was the scripture. She said that, the missionaries told me and she said, wow. Thank you. And wow. She said, she said, I downloaded the app and I already started reading the scriptures, the Book of Mormon. And she said, and I love it. Thank you. And then, it kind of went on from there and I got her information. I said, is it okay if I send the missionaries over? Because I wanted to make it, I didn't want to just have the missionaries show up at her door with the Book of Mormon
right,
without saying, I'm sending the missionaries.
Yes.
Because I thought that could be an uncomfortable situation. I wanted her to be fully aware. And I said, that way they can get it faster to you. I'm like, I don't have to mail it, mm-hmm. you know? So I went onto the website and I put on all her information in to get the missionaries sent there. And it was really great because the missionaries contacted me and they asked me the story mm-hmm. and I was able to communicate back to them what I knew from Marlene. And they were able to go and, give her a Book of Mormon. I haven't talked to her about it because she, left on a trip right after for 2 weeks.
Okay.
For her birthday to be spend time with her family who lives out of the country.
Okay.
So I'm anxious to hear from her when she gets back to see, but I know that she has the physical book now.
Yeah.
So I mean, the Lord is always in the details. So I can't at this point I can't doubt the experience that I had or the feelings that I had. And there was just so many little things leading up to that one experience that it just makes me realize how God is so aware of me in my life and in my details. And I think that sometimes I forget that as a mother or as a wife or as a friend when I'm going through hard times and recently have been going through a lot lately. And I feel like Heavenly Father gave me the opportunity to help me grow and to focus on other people rather than myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually an answer to Marlene was actually an answer to my prayers.
Yeah. And the important thing is that you did your part.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it does matter that she was given the opportunity, but what she does afterward is her choice.
Exactly.
And you followed the Spirit. You prayed for what we're all asked to pray for, is opportunities to share and to help people. And I think that's really great that you had the courage to be able to do that.
If you'd like more help and inspiration with how to share the gospel with your family and friends, and just getting over the fear to do that, you can visit mormonchannel.org for content, podcasts, videos, and blog posts on this and other topics. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from the Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39. And it says, simply, "Peace, be still." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.